Head coach Tom Ceratori with us here on the Paul Bunyan Communications postgame show. Congratulations, Tom.
Thanks, Schultze.
Boy, that first period, as you say, there was no easy ice, but as the game progressed, they took a couple of penalties. You guys got some room to work, and you went to work, didn't you?
Well, again, you know, it's huge just getting a lead. It's great playing with a lead, Dennis. Obviously, you get a two-goal lead, and, you know, it's just, again, it eases the tension a bit, that's for sure.
When it is so tight, Tom, I mean, you know, kind of know that's going to be maybe the way it comes out in the first period. Anything you can do to try to create some more open space out there?
Yeah, you got to get pucks behind their defensemen because they're pinching and they're basically forechecking all of our men. So you just have to get pucks behind their defensemen. You've got to win foot races. You just got to kind of, I don't want to say, it's not even playing ugly. You just got to be smart, right? You just have to do that. You just got to get pucks behind their defensemen. You can't play into their hands and just put, you know what, make plays and try to get pucks to the wall to open people. In reality, what you want to do is use the middle of the rink, but easier said than done. You know, you want to make sure you got good low support with your centermen. You want to make sure we can use them at times, but it's hard because, again, if you cough it up in the middle of the rink, it's you know, that's obviously a tense situation too, but you just got to get pucks behind them. Again, and you got to stretch. And so our weak side, we just wanted our weak side wingers all night just to stretch. And if we bypassed their defensemen, we had a little space, we had a little ice. And as we wanted to create that, we wanted to create a couple layers. And I thought we did that pretty well at times tonight.
If your opponent's going to take a bunch of penalties, you got to make them pay for it. And you guys got two of them there on the power play.
Well,
tonight.
Exactly. I was really happy for the guys in that last one. Was that last one a power play, Harris's?
Harris, yes.
Okay, I didn't know if it just expired or not, so.
Well,
two for six on the power play.
Okay, then, okay, I gotcha.
We're looking at trying to determine the stars of the game tonight. You know it's a total team effort when we're having some problems up here. Everybody, a lot of different contributors, and obviously Bits played another solid night in the net for
you. Well, Bits should have been your number one star, was he?
He was three.
Well, are you kidding me? How about a couple of those saves on the power play, on their power play? No, he kept them in check. They had some opportunities. So, again, I just thought Bits was really good. I thought he saw the puck well, and I thought he was really sharp.
Well, that one save that he had to make there in the midway through the third period was still a game at that point.
No, absolutely.
Boy, he hadn't seen a puck, and it seemed like forever.
Well, when it was 0-0, he kept us in there. You know, and again, that power play. Go back and watch that power play. We dodged about six bullets. You know, the first power play, we dodged about six bullets.
Pretty physical tonight as well. Were you expecting that?
Yeah. I mean, they play with a lot of desperation. They had better jump tonight. It always happens. It's tougher for those guys on Friday on the road. Saturday, they had more jump. They had more desperation. They made it hard on us. Actually, we played better tonight than we did last night. I thought we had better jump. I thought we had better execution.
What's the protocol here for the guys? When do they get to head home, I'm guessing, right away. But when do you need them back?
26th, 6 o'clock.
Well, that's a pretty good time off for everybody.
You
included.
Yeah, absolutely. You included too, guys.
Merry Christmas, Tom. We'll see you when the Chargers come
to
town.
Same to you guys. All right, bye-bye.
Tom Ceratori, head coach of the Beavers here on the Paul Bunyan Communications postgame show.